Revision. Module 6. Exercise F. Page 119.
Welcome to Road Trip, the show that takes you on the road to some interesting places around the world. I'm Terry Blakes, and today I'm in Lake Havasu City, Arizona. Lake Havasu is an artificial lake that was created on the Colorado River, which runs through the state of Arizona. Lake Havasu is also home to the world-famous London Bridge. So if you can't travel to England, you can see a bit of its history right here at Lake Havasu. With me today is Julie Sykes, who works at the Lake Havasu Tourist Office. Julie, please tell us about the history of London Bridge.
Sure, Terry. London Bridge was designed and built by John Rennie in 1831 to replace an even older London Bridge that was built in 1209. It crossed the River Thames into London. Rennie's bridge had 5 stone arches, which allowed for more river traffic to cross underneath it. By 1896, the bridge was the busiest point in London. It was discovered, however, in 1924 that the bridge was slowly sinking, and the city decided to remove the bridge and build a new bridge. So, in 1967, the City of London sold London Bridge.
What? They sold London Bridge? Who bought it?
A man named Robert McCulloch, the founder of Lake Havasu. He purchased the bridge so he could use it as a tourist attraction in his planned community of Lake Havasu City. The bridge was taken apart into pieces and the stones were numbered. The collection of stones was then transported to Lake Havasu. London Bridge was rebuilt on land, and a canal was dug under the bridge and around some of the land. The area was then flooded and an island was created. The bridge connects this island to the main part of the city.
And now we can drive over or stroll along a 290-metre-long piece of history.
That's right. The Guinness World Records lists it as the world's largest antique. Tourists can not only visit this historic bridge, but also the old English village below the bridge, which has great shops and restaurants. But the best part of the visit is that people can see 2 worlds at once, the old and the new. I think the bridge looks better here than back in London.
I think you may be right, Julie. It's certainly an impressive spot. Thanks for letting us know a little bit about London Bridge.